This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Well, maybe you were locked into week 18 yesterday like Mac Morey was with all the dynamite action that was happening around the football league yesterday. I mean, what a day.
What a day.
What a great
day. What a day.
We need 19 weeks.
More.
Get it out.
Stop.
I mean, my goodness.
Oh.
Me. More.
I mean, perfect.
But just look at the playoffs, guys. Since the expanded playoffs, four underdogs, road teams are favored. We got an 8-9 team hosting a playoff game. We've got a 9.5-point favorite in one playoff game, the Rams over Carolina. I mean, people sit around and complain about, you know, the NFL playoffs are so good. They got four road teams that are favored in this one. And I'm not against an 8-9 team being in until the NFL wants to change their divisional rules, you know, until they decide to change all of that. I'm fine with, you know, 8-9 teams getting in and wrecking the party and being under 500 and doing that kind of stuff. But, you know, the NFL, you know, they value these divisions. And so just win your division, find a way and get in. And that's all that matters. I don't think Carolina is going to do anything. They got the Houston Texan time slot for that game. And the 10:30
how about that? Monday night action for Houston, baby.
How about Houston not getting the normal Houston time slot, right? That tells you what they think of the Carolina Rams game. Just get this one done so we can start everything else.
Did you see that their social media even commented on it? It was like a meme of like us when we found out we weren't Saturday at 3:30.
Oh,
it's like,
they've been pretty good at buying into
that.
We
got the second meaningless time slot.
Yeah, the second meaningless
Monday
time slot.
Everyone's fatigue is done.
Right, everybody's
what
done.
What is it? Oh, it's Houston and Pittsburgh.
Yeah. But hey, at least Pittsburgh gets their wide receiver back and they can move the ball forward a little bit, you know, moving forward in the postseason. I'm going to root for Pittsburgh, obviously, you know, in that one. As much as I like the Houston Texans.
You like D'Amico, too.
Yeah, I like D'Amico and I like Tomlin a lot. I think it's going to be a fun matchup, obviously. And for Mike Tomlin, you know, continue to win, man. Just continue to win and continue to give those Pittsburgh fans that don't want you there the allure of staying, because it's really good and he's awesome. And I was watching that crowd last night. Go back and watch that field goal and it's missed. And that crowd goes wild, right?
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
thinking to myself as I'm watching that field goal miss, how many of those people in that crowd are the Steeler fans that are on X or social media complaining about Mike Tomlin? Very small percentage, because that crowd last night was so happy they won that game and they're going to the playoffs, man. And then you got guys sitting in their basement complaining about Mike Tomlin. I wish they would have lost. We could have fired Mike Tomlin. And he could have been on TV. Meanwhile, you got 70,000 fans losing their collective minds because their team's going to the playoffs.
What did they ask Mike Tomlin at the end of the game what he felt if Tyler Loop would have made that field goal? His response was, if my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
And did he really say that?
I don't know if it's AI, but I'm pretty sure that was in the press conference.
I love it. That's good. But how did you hate Mike Tomlin?
So, Simon, what would you have done, you know, if he'd have made the field goal? Well, you know, if my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle. So
that's right. I'd be sitting there in studio on Saturday talking about the Ravens if we would have lost this game.
But yeah, Pittsburgh, they move on. Maybe maybe the NFL playoff system needs to talk to your friends over at Aspen.
Why is that?
Reseeding.
Yeah.
So yesterday, was that it for Travis?
I think so, right?
I posted on both platforms just to kind of get some engagement, kind of get you know, the tires running. Maybe there's some comment that would lead to a topic today. It wasn't really like that, so not every time you go fish do you catch anything. Yeah. But it was what I did get is that there was a mixed bag of I don't think so, yes, or yes, I hope so. Those are the team can fully move on.
Yeah.
And I think all are fair to have in that sort of reign of emotion of Travis Kelce, right? I think Mac and I are on the same side. I think you've accepted. I think you're okay with it being over. Mm-hmm. And maybe all of our reasons are different. I think Mac and I were talking about this on Tuesday, that if it is over, this is also a sign that the team is moving on to a new, not even just a chapter, but a new entire like
new
narrative
era
of a book.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a new era.
I know that it showed that he could still do it, right? He had, what do you say, like one touchdown in the final four games without Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He had, what, two catches yesterday or three for like 15
yards?
I think
two or three catches.
At one point, at the end game, forever, it was like 2 for 10 was all it was all year.
And that's all he needed was 10 yards yesterday. Right. He got it.
And he has 13,000 career receiving yards. Mm-hmm. He's going to go down as the greatest tight end until somebody, can dethrone that. But it is kind of one of those things that, you know, we said earlier, you're talking about both sides of your mouth. If you want to bring back like a Bienemy or a Kafka, but you don't want to see the team do the whole run it back thing. Well, maybe it is time to kind of be like, all right, your quarterback's knee was surgically repaired. Your tight end is now moving on in life. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, all right, Patrick, you're going to have new voices, new leadership, new weapons, and we're going to do the best we can to revamp this team and start over new and really go forward in the next phase of trying to create another dynasty after missing the playoffs this year. Me with Travis Kelce has always been the same. If he's done, he's done. If he's made up his mind, he's made up his mind. But also, as the 3 points I made, if this isn't the way that he wants to go out, then I get to start thinking to myself, what is the way that you go out? Because fairy tale endings don't happen.
Very rare.
You don't always... Jason's didn't end that way.
No.
And, you know, not a lot of people can go out like Tom Brady or John Elway. I mean, Peyton's, I guess.
Peyton,
but I
mean, he did,
We can all agree he still played 1 year too long.
Yep.
Because we watched Peyton get benched for Paxton Lynch, and then the playoffs happened. They said, hey, just score 10, and the defense will do the rest. And they did.
And they did.
But we remember Peyton Manning, it did. But again, like if Travis, what is the perfect way? Is it a playoff run? Is it a Super Bowl run? Is it a productive season? I don't know what it is, but it seems like if you're going to go out, I'm not mad if you go out this way because you have collected so many accolades. You have given so much. You played for one team your entire career, but it didn't seem like you saw other teams knowing other guys were done after the game. Like there was a couple guys from Minnesota that they were wearing his jersey. There was none of that for the Chiefs. And you would think that if these guys were backup players and safeties that played 14 years in Minnesota, that you'd have seen Chris Jones wear an 87 jersey.
Right.
Maybe you see Creed, Trey, those guys wear an 87 jersey, or you'd have seen the entire family in Allegiant Stadium watching Travis.
Yeah, they didn't see any of that,
so
right?
Look, he's also a competitor, right? He's a red ass, and maybe he wants to go out with Patrick.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that too, but if they know that it's like, hey, man, if you're coming back, you are not the main option.
Yeah.
And that's okay to say.
And that's fine. And if he wants to come back a la Gronk, you know, in training camp or something like that, if things aren't working or whatever, you need to blow the horn and have, you know, the news team assembled, then Travis wants to do something like that. I'm at peace with whatever Travis Kelce wants to do. I don't need to have Travis Kelce back. I would welcome him back if he wanted to come back, but I don't need to have Travis Kelce back. And I think, you know, the perfect way to go out, Dusty, I mean, it would have been 2 years ago when they won the Super Bowl and he was down on the field. You know, that would have been the perfect way to go out. You can't write your own ending in life. You know, you just can't. And that's why it's important. You know, you can't obviously write your beginning. You didn't choose that. You really can't write your ending. It's what you do in between. We're getting a little deep dive here, right? And what Travis Kelce did in the meantime is what he's going to be judged on. And you used the term best tight end of all time. And I started to think about that. I'm like, it's going to be really hard with all the accolades that he's had, with all the Super Bowl championships, the postseason success, the on-field success, the off-field success. I don't know if there's going to be anybody that can match what Travis Kelce has done from the entire package. We may see, you know, at the end of the day, guys put up much better numbers or something like that than Travis, even though that's going to be very, very tough. But nobody's going to have the numbers plus championships plus winning that Travis Kelce had when you look at who is the greatest tight end of all time. And so I think you just let him decide what he wants to do, because it is finality. Like, there, you know, I say there's no coming back. There's a small window that you probably could if you decided that you were done. But I think we just kind of let him do his thing. I was thinking about this yesterday, and I don't mean this as a joke at all, and I'm asking you guys to have a very serious response to this. Do we get a Travis Kelce decision or a Royals decision first?
Royals decision on stadium?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, Travis will be in the next 2 months.
You think it's so?
So, okay. That's kind of your, that's it. Can the Royals do that?
So what happens first?
Can the Royals do
that? And I'm being serious, because I don't know. It's been a lot of talking for the last 2 weeks. A lot of crazy things are out there right now with the Royals.
So Royal Stadium, Travis Kelce, or St. Patrick's Day? That'd be March 17th, right?
That's a good, because that's like the first day of the league year, too. Yeah.
Well, I'd hope the draft is a month after that.
Yeah, exactly. No, but like the league start like the free, like March 16th, whatever that Monday is.
You should trade Trent McDuffie and your second round pick to Arizona for Trey McBride.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That's what I would do.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Yeah,
I mean,
like, more than that. But
I mean, that's the heir apparent to Travis Kelce, is Trey McBride.
I'm just looking around.
And he's
like,
your guy.
Yeah.
You taught him Travis's
move.
And then he set a career year the next year.
Coincidence? I think not.
It was a year ago. Bob taught him the move.
It was.
And then he gave us
hats. Right.
He likes us.
Yeah.
His brand new hat.
It's a sick hat.
Yeah. I would absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I would have no problem thinking
that. Arizona's going to rebuild. Why not start defensively? You want Trent McDuffie? Here's a second round pick. We'll take the best tight end in football.
Yeah. But also, too, you're not going to win
younger than McDuffie.
You're not going to win in Arizona with just a tight end.
Their eyes were warm this morning.
You know, they have so many things that they need. They need a quarterback. They probably need a different head coach.
Probably.
Which, by the way, we're 30 minutes into the show. Has anybody been fired yet other than Raheem Morris last night?
That was surprising.
Surprising fire. The worst part about that firing, guys, and I don't know if you caught this, is after his press conference, after the game, he hugged the owner and his whole family and then went out. And then, like, 2 hours later, the owner fired him.
Damn.
What'd he do, veto his ass?
Jeez.
Gave him a kiss on the cheek.
And they got rid of him right away. It's like, what are we doing here? You just gave this guy a hug and fired him.
Arthur Blank. Hey, you're a good guy. Yeah. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey, it's Arthur. Get lost.
So what do you think? Rank, what do you think? Will we have a Kelce decision, a Royals decision, or St. Patrick's Day? Which one happens first?
Kelce.
Kelce.
I think so, too.
I
think so, too.
He's also, I believe, getting married in June.
Yeah, June 13th. Yep.
So that's coming up.
Yep. Right? And that's happening faster than you think, you know?
And so, you know, people are still human.
Mm-hmm.
He will still do what you're doing with your fiance, like trying things out, going to different, knowing what their venue
letting
is.
Letting her just do what she wants because it's better and easier that way.
All you do is nod and grin.
Oh, it's her day. Absolutely. It ain't yours. Don't fight it. Warm butter. That's all you need.
And when she goes, oh, I don't like this, in the back of your mind going, it's fire, you go, yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? It's true, yeah.
And this is me, the single guy, because I've heard stories.
Yes, exactly. You know? Yeah.
But yeah, I think Travis makes a, I think he makes a decision before anything. As we know, the stadium stuff will take its time. Soon.
John Sherman said midsummer we would have an answer. How's that going for you?
Speaking of the Royals, they did give us some information yesterday. Shout out to Matt Cotrero. He has agreed to a 3-year contract extension for the Kansas City Royals. The extension will begin in 2027 with a club option for the 2030 season. So your skipper is staying here and wants to be here. And I don't know, knowing Matt personally, he'll be in studio this week.
Thursday.
Right?
And his wife will be in Thursday at 9.
Mr. and Mrs. Q studio on Thursday. Knowing him personally, the town is right for him. He's right for the town.
Yeah, it is. It's a perfect match. You know, you had mentioned something like somebody had said nationally that nobody was like making offers or, you know, maybe wanting him.
It's one of those things like it was nice to see that he's staying here, whereas like options he could have to go elsewhere are probably on the table.
They probably are, but I mean, if you know Q, I mean, like, this is a great fit, right? Like Andy Reid is a perfect fit for the Kansas City Chiefs, right? I think Q's that perfect fit for the Royals. He's just down to earth. He's calm. He doesn't overreact. He's got that Midwest vibe to him and whatnot, and he's just a good dude. And so I think for the most part, you know, having him here is awesome for the Royals. I think they're in really, really good hands with Matt Quatrero and J.J. Piccolo, you know, kind of running this thing. And I'm excited about it, too, because I think the Royals have a golden opportunity here, guys. The Chiefs right now are on the outside of the playoffs. We know that. There's going to be a lot of changes that are going to be made over there. There's a lot of people, fan base-wise, obviously down after the 6-11 year that this organization had and put forward this year. The Royals have an opportunity to win the market back right now because people are mad because of the move to Kansas. People are mad because they're 6-11. People are mad because, you know, Patrick Mahomes was hurt. This is a golden opportunity for the Royals to go out there and really grab the city and earn goodwill back and get those fans going to Kauffman Stadium this year by putting out the best product that you can. And they look, they started to do that, obviously. You know, now we're going to start to pick up with free agency. We're a couple of weeks away from, you know, spring training opening and whatnot. But the Royals right now have a golden opportunity to win back this city. I hope they don't fumble that opportunity this year and put out a product that isn't up to the standards of everybody, because with the Chiefs having that down year at 6-11 and maybe having a down year next year before they get back in 2027, this is a brilliant opportunity for the Royals. Go out there and win this city back and make yourself the number one sports entity in this town for the next couple of years.
Team respects leader, leader respects team, city likes leader, leader likes city.
Yeah.
Seems like a perfect match. Something we don't have to overreact is the Royals, because their season will start in just a few months as pitchers and catchers report in February. Again, we've told you Matt Quatrero and his wife will be in studio on Thursday, but it is 6:30 on a Monday, so it's one of my favorite segments, which we get to do, which is Overreaction Monday, where it could be any sport that you watched over this past week, because as you know, conference play has started. Guys, I know Bob mentioned it a couple weeks ago. This Darren Peterson thing is getting out of hand.
So a couple weeks ago, you guys looked at me like, oh, come on. And now you're like, all right, Bob was right on this one. This guy sucks.
Again, it's, I don't know if he sucks. It's tough. But it just, it's.
Well, he definitely doesn't suck at basketball. Right. That's for sure. But he's
amazing.
It's
so wild to me, man, because to me, my overreaction is this is the most frustrating story in KU basketball history.
Embiid's up there too with this.
Yeah, and Roy leaving when he said he wanted to stay with his kids. Those were like the three that I got into, right? Like Roy's like, I'm not leaving these kids. 2 days later, I'm Carolina bred, I'm Carolina fed. And you're like, wow, okay. And then Embiid, you're like, here's this super freak athlete that could be a future NBA MVP, which he was. And then you're like, if he could just play a season.
Yeah.
We could be something special in March.
A game.
A tournament.
Yeah. A game.
And here is now, what, the third time Darren Peterson has come out. 23 points at half, like 8 rebounds, whatever it is. Out the second half due to a minor blip in the injury report. And it's like, what are we doing here?
These are the worst athletes.
I know you guys get it. You have friends. You have listeners that probably know that you have Facebook or whatever it is, or Twitter, and they'll send you a DM and say, you know, this is – and I had three different people that were like – A, I hope you bring this up. B, this is just one of the worst KU situations I've ever been a part of. And C, F, Darren Peterson. And I'm like, man, I don't know what to believe. But to me, what I do believe is that this has got to be one of the most, if not the most, frustrating story for KU basketball, because it's there. He's so dominant and he's so good and he destroys. And then it's like, guys, I talked to Bill Self at halftime. Darren Peterson questionable return because there is a minor hiccup in his calf injury. That's kept him out. When we know more, so will you.
Well, you saw the statement, what was a week ago? He said the family wants him to make sure that he's okay.
Which I understand, because he will be a top three, if not the number one overall.
But he's also getting cheddar now from the University of Kansas. This is no longer the days of this guy as a student athlete. You are now a paid employee, sir. And so, I mean, I hate to be that way. Like the college student stuff, that's done. We're no longer in the realm of where we can't criticize college athletes. They are criticizable now because they do make this money. Darren Peterson is the worst kind of athlete there's ever been. Alberto Mondesi is the same way. I'm trying to think of a football guy. Like maybe that John Baldwin guy could never get on the field. Joe Burrow's that type of guy. Yeah, that's a very
but
good
he
comparison.
He's actually like played
a full
season.
Yeah, but he plays through these injuries.
Joe Burrow's missed a lot of time.
Because he's been hurt.
Yeah.
He mean, guy getting hurt over and over again, a guy being injury prone is not Darren Peterson.
You know, they say the best ability is availability, and Darren Peterson just does not possess that. I would take other players on my team over this guy because it's just too much time wasted.
I just want to make sure we differentiate it, though. Like, yes, I agree with you 100%, but it's not because he keeps getting hurt. Guys who keep getting hurt is not Darren Peterson. Darren Peterson wasn't hurt yesterday. He played the first half. Right. He was electric, and then the game was close. They needed him in the last 6 minutes. He's sitting there with a towel over his head. That, to me, is why it makes him the worst kind of athlete. If you really are that guy and you bleed for KU, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, you're going in that game. Yeah, Get out of my way.
But that's the problem right there, where a lot of the old guard are still trying to hang on to. They need to bleed for this. No, they don't. They're never going to bleed.
And they're never
going to have the buy-in.
And the other thing, too, is they have their agents now because of NIL.
Yep, exactly.
So he's going, hey, man, if you get injured and you show that you're injury-prone, you're going to fall, because you know how the NBA draft works. The higher up you get picked, the more money you make, right? Yeah. They have that law or that rule now where, like, if you're in the top four or five, you're getting substantially more than everybody else because of what the rules are now in the NBA. Yeah. And I think that it's one of those things where it's like, hey, man, like, you're not playing.
No, I get it. But that's why I've kind of checked out on college sports, because you're dealing with the families, you're dealing with the agents, you're dealing with the players, you're dealing with all of this nonsense. And this kid's not going out there on the floor. At the end of the day, I want to see my team win, right? I mean, that's what I wanted. But this is where, and I'm not going to complain about it, because it is what I wanted. I want these players to get paid.
Of course.
But I also know I've had to change my line of thinking. It's no longer about these guys are going to come to the Hill for 4 years and be in love with Lawrence, Kansas, and go to the Wheel and stay there and be a lifelong resident and all that kind of stuff. Those days are over. It is just a jersey for these guys now.
Mac Attack.
Cooper Flagg would have died for Duke. He was there for 1 year, but that man would have died for Cameron Indoor. My die on the Hill take, speaking of, for the next 4 months, we'll be getting Breece Hall before the draft. I've never felt stronger about the Chiefs acquiring a player in the offseason than Breece Hall. There is no excuses, Brett Veach. You have to go do it. There really is not. There's not an excuse. There's no money excuse. Breece Hall has the want to come here. We already know that from free agency. He's made those comments.
You guys texted over the week.
It's the first or second. I know from what his Twitter would say, the first or second highest position need on the Chiefs team is the running back position. There's legitimately no excuse. You have to go do it, and I will be very upset if they do.
I like it. And you want Breece Hall, and you want the guy that is your overreaction to come to the Chiefs?
Well, I'd love him to come to the Chiefs. Yeah, there's no question about it. Be outstanding. I would consider trading Chris Jones for him, okay? And it's Myles Garrett. I would consider that.
And what else?
And your number 9 overall pick? Sure.
And what else?
Trent McDuffie, you want him? Fine. But I think my overreaction is Myles Garrett is the greatest player to play for an irrelevant team in American sports history. You see, like, my idol growing up, Don Mattingly, never made it into the real postseason with the Yankees. Mike Trout's another really good one as well. Myles Garrett is now setting records. You know, the leader of all time now in sacks in a season with 23, got that record yesterday. The guy dominates out there, and he is on the God's worst team in the history of professional sports.
Worse than the Jets?
In the Cleveland Browns. I mean, they are really, you know, the Cleveland Browns are that bag of poo you light on fire and then the person tries to step it out.
Put it out with your boots, Ted.
Yeah, exactly. That's the Cleveland Browns.
Tell me my business, devil woman.
I just can't think of a better player to play for a worse organization and have nothing to show for it than Myles Garrett. And the NFL does need to look at that and go, we got to get this guy out of Cleveland because he could be a superstar somewhere for a good team, even better than he already is. I know the NFL is transcendent, but imagine this guy in a premier organization doing this kind of stuff in the postseason. It would be awesome.
Yes.
So I think we're all getting cheated out of Myles Garrett because he plays in Cleveland.
Did Burrow lay down?
Yeah, it kind of felt like that a little bit.
A little bit, but it
wasn't Favre-ish, but it was.
No, it definitely was not.
I want my sack back.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah, do we have the gas? I got the gas to know. We've got to get that. Oh, yes, we've got to get the gas to know, and then boom, we're ripping on a gas to know because of the sack record.
You stole that from me.
But the reaction of that coach at the end of the game, like mad that they stopped it to honor Myles Garrett, in a game where neither team was playing for anything, take a bite out of my ass, coach. Like, seriously.
Get bent.
Realize, might be the new drop of 2026.
Realize what matters, Zach Taylor. We're gonna stop the game. We're going to honor this guy. It's a meaningless Week 18 game in Ohio that nobody's paying attention to. And you're all out here worried about the stoppage of the game and the momentum and all that kind of stuff. That's why your team is no good, Mr. Taylor. Get bent.
Mark Gasson is dealing with some medical issues. Is he not?
It has to be.
Right. So I can't stand the guy. You know, the guy was a dirty, cheap shot and son of a bitch, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, I know this because he was on the elevator in the West and in Cincinnati telling my buddies who are there to watch the game that you tell your boy Boomer to call an ambulance because he's going down. And he was trying to cheap shot me the whole damn game. So screw him. That's what I say.
Yeah.
I knew he would be pissed because that's exactly what it looked like for Michael Strahan and Brett Favre. It looked exactly like that. So I understand why he's pissed. But screw him. I don't care.
He will not be invited to the celebration of life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Coming up on the other side, who are you pulling for now the NFL playoffs are set? We discuss, we give you ours. Here on 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free.
National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.